Hello, my name is Vesa Juvonen, and in this particular video we will have a closer look on how we can build a remote dimension which is applying pretty much the same capability as the classic information management policy capabilities within the SharePoint. And this example is one of the contributions from the community and towards the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices Guidance. And you can find our Developer Patterns and Practices Guidance from the github/office-dev-bnp address, or you type aka.ms/office-dev-bnp and you will land to this wiki page. From the wiki page you can find additional information how to consume and contribute back on the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices program. This particular example, you can actually find that from the underneath the solutions, and solutions are slightly more, let's say, ready to be used as such in the production usage. So they're truly building based on some specific business scenario. They don't just show you a pattern, they pretty much quite often are ready to be used as such within your production environment. And this particular example is the governance.contentType enforce retention. And what this one is doing is that we essentially mimic the information management policy settings what we have also in the SharePoint. The kind of a downside of the information management policy settings is that it's highly dependent on the timing of those timeouts which are running within the SharePoint. And when you think of it, individual SharePoint farm within the cloud could actually have thousands and thousands of site collections. So your policy, let's say applying the policy checkings or applying or executing the checkups, might not be executed in a timely manner. Having that code running outside of the SharePoint will give you alternative options to then improve the performance and to make sure that you only target the relevant sites, not to every single site, because out-of-the-box information management functionalities, actually it's based on a time job and it scans through all of the sites for individual policy settings and then it starts operating those sites one by one. By using a slightly different approach, getting this code outside of the SharePoint running, for example, as a web job within the Microsoft Azure, you're able to then target only specific sites or specific sites within your tenant, not all of the sites, and you don't have to worry about that time job, that scheduling of that server-side time job. This particular example, like all of the other examples in Patterns and Practices, have a really nice guidance on what does it do, what are the dependencies, what do you need to do to get started. And because this is a remote dimage job, you need to actually register permissions and app-only permissions to that so that it's able to access your site collections, able to then start modifying the content within your site collections. And obviously, you need to be a tenant administrator to do this. So you're able to register the client ID and a client secret, which will be then used by this application. Eventually, it will be most likely running in the Microsoft Azure. And let's talk about that one after a while as well. And here we actually give the permissions to the application. So what are the actual permissions we want to give, and we trust that that application. After that, it's all about configuring the same client ID and secret which we gave those permissions to your console to the app config of the console application. And indeed, this is actually a console application. So let's have a look on the actual code quickly. So I'm going to close my process, move to the code side. And here we go. This was the governance.contentType enforcement retention sample. And it is actually a console application. So you can really easily implement that one by using the console application capabilities. I'm going to quickly show what we have in the main part. So in the main part, what are we doing is that we essentially read those individual site collections which we need to process. We also read individual content type retention policy periods. And let's open up the app config for checking out what it actually means. So we can define what kind of sites, for example, using specific IDs in here, or just as well, we could actually add pretty simply a capability to use search, to search all of the sites and all of the site collections inside of our tenant. Again, pretty much up to your business case and business scenario and the functionality requirements. And then what we do here is that we define a specific content type and then a validity time period for the specific content type. So for example, the documents are valid for 365 days. And after that, something will happen. So what will happen then, again, up to the business scenario and up to the business requirements. So let's move on back on the code side. So what we do here is that we start processing those individual site collections one by one, which were defined in the config gears, and then we use something called app-only access. So we take an access to the SharePoint regardless of the context of the user, which is now extremely important because we need to be able to process the SharePoint as a timed scheduled job. So this scheduled job doesn't have a UI. This is going to be scheduled, for example, executed in once an hour in the Microsoft Azure. And then it's accessing all of the sites and scans through if there's any items to be processed, and then it shut down until we restart the process. So it's taking advantage of that app-only access. We're given that access right using those permissions or the process which was defined in the documentation. Then we get access on the site collection. We make sure that we actually get access on the root web, and then we start processing that root web in a recursively from there. We start processing individual subsites, and then we start processing individual subsites one by one. Loading those individual subsites and then doing whatever is actually needed. So process libraries within the web is here the main object or main method, which then scans actually all of the individual document libraries within the web one by one, and then based on the settings, the config type or the content type retention policy period settings within the web app config, it will then apply that specific retention, whatever needs to be done. And what it means is that essentially it's calculating when would we have to, is it already time to apply the retention actions or whatever the information management policy actions, whatever we want to call this, and whatever your actions are. If we hit on that timeline, essentially the item is older, in this particular example, the item is older than 1 year or the document is older than 1 year, then it's up to us whatever we want to do. We could all delete the old items, or just as well, we could add a workflow against the individual item or create a task for the end user that your document is about to get deleted. Please go and modify or change the modified date and update the information if that's still relevant. And then people will be reminded on those documents, and they can go and refresh the date if needed. But the key point here is that it's also a remote timer job. So what we can do, and that comes down on where do we actually host this one. So this is really truly a console application. What's really interesting with the console applications is that I can just simply right-click with the latest Visual Studio tooling and do a publish Azure web job. And what that means is that I'm able to actually, from my Visual Studio, or manually as well, obviously, deploy that console application to be a specific app job or specific web application which is scheduled to be executed, for example, in every single as a recurrent job in every single, let's say, 2 hours and starting time 2 a.m. in a Pacific time frame. So I'm able to really treat this in a detailed level. And there we go, and I can do change the web job name. The reason why it's actually in red, it doesn't like dots in the web job name. And starting time and ending time, and we don't have to. It could be actually the same if it's recurring in every single 2 hours, or executing that in every single 2 hours. And we might say that no end date. Well, essentially meaning that it's infinite. It's gonna be executing every single 2 hours, starting from 17th of February 2015 at 1 a.m. in the morning. And after that, it would then be executed every single 2 hours. It would scan through the individual site collections if there's new documents, and then it would process those documents if which are already too late or based on the business requirement. And that's pretty much what we're going to do within this video. Really powerful stuff, and it's all about thinking through a slightly different way of actually publishing and slightly different way of actually using or implementing the typical business case and business scenarios, which we used to use maybe the information management policy. But now when we can run this in the Microsoft Azure, we can actually take advantage of the multi-threading. As long as we keep under the throttling limits, we can also take advantage of other, let's say, scaling capabilities within the Microsoft Azure to apply these settings, which is really cool and really powerful way of doing the implementation. Thanks for your time, and hopefully this was useful.